Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 here at MVP Summit 2015 with the fabulous Jess Borland. How are you?
Hi, Seth. I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
So you are a SQL Server MVP, is that right?
No. They've renamed us. We are now the Data Platform MVPs.
You know, I kind of like that better.
Me too.
Tell me why.
Well, it used to be that there was this one data product. Mm-hmm. We had SQL Server.
Sure.
And that was what people were focused on. Mm-hmm. They worked on the database engine, maybe touched analysis services mm-hmm. or integration services. In the last, I'd say, 3 to 5 years, mm-hmm. particularly with all of the Azure offerings, Microsoft has expanded greatly. We have Azure SQL Data Warehouse as a product. We have reporting services as its own product. We have multiple modes of data in analysis services. In addition to that, Microsoft has realized that data isn't tied into just one system. Data flows in between systems.
Sure.
It goes, we have small data, we have big data.
Yeah, medium.
And also, data ties into all of the other systems. You don't build a product like, say, System Center without having a database.
Sure.
You don't, we use more than just SQL Server on Windows now. There are things like HDFS that run on Linux.
Yeah.
And so we've rebranded as the Data Platform, just showing that it's a higher level. Microsoft has recognized that it's much more than SQL Server, which is awesome because now more people that are working with data, but not necessarily the SQL Server engine every day, are going to be recognized and rewarded for that.
I see.
So get the bigger conversation out there.
No, I like that because, I mean, as a SQL Server person that you are, you're not just always doing SQL Server. You're probably consulting on all sorts of data problems all the time.
Exactly. My problems range from, you know, I need this query to perform faster to how do I extract data from these 17 files and put them in one place? Mm-hmm. And how do we clean up data across multiple systems?
Sure.
Might not even be touching SQL Server. Big range of problems that can be solved.
And I would say that the majority of data people were pretty much just data janitors because there's a mess out there. And someone
clean
has
up
to
your
clean
data.
Up. Someone has to clean up. So we were going to talk a little bit about the profiler. And you were telling, because you said, hey, you know, there's this new thing, or maybe it's not a new thing, but I've been using the profiler to see, okay, what queries is my middleware generating, right? But you're saying there's something better now?
Yes. So my mission this year has been, I would like the world to know that Profiler is going away. Profiler is the long-standing tool.
Sure.
Came packaged with SQL Server for several versions that would allow you to essentially trace what's happening on your SQL Server system. You could tell things like who's logging in and out, how many sessions are running, are we generating error messages, gather execution plans. And it solved a need. But Profiler was always really, really intensive.
Yeah.
How many people have brought a server to their knees by running a profiler trace?
Guilty.
And there was always the server side trace, which was better. You know, scripted out your profiler session and then ran it, but still very intensive. And also, your server side trace was this completely incomprehensible list of T-SQL.
Yeah.
That was parameters passed in and, you know, 5,0, 5,7, 5,11. What am I actually capturing?
There's a lot of ads. It was almost like it was Twitter feed or something.
Exactly, Maybe that's why I was drawn to Twitter in the first place.
So,
it was similar.
Yeah.
Starting in SQL Server 2008, Microsoft decided to completely retool their tracing system using extended events.
Extended events, okay.
So
now,
that's the name of the
extended
tool.
Events.
Extended events. You might also see it abbreviated as XE. It stank in 2008.
Okay, it was bad.
Terrible.
Okay.
It was all T-SQL and XQuery. Happening. Yeah, XML, no GUI. There was very little documentation.
Right.
I tried it. I tried for a good 2 months to learn it, and I said,
done.
2008 R2 came out, and I was like, well, maybe. Nope, no changes, done. Didn't even try it. With 2012, Microsoft introduced a whole rash of new features in SQL Server. There were always-on availability groups, for example, as one large change, column store indexes. Microsoft decided that for tracking events about those, they were not going to add any more events to Profiler, and they started adding the tracing of all of those to extended events. And they added a GUI. Now you can actively, within Management Studio, create a session, start a session, stop a session, view the live data. You can create templates. You can view what sessions are running. You can script out a session on one server and run it on another by simply executing the T-SQL.
That's interesting.
And again, it's the way of the future. If you want to monitor your always-on availability group, you have to use extended events.
I see.
If you want to use column store indexes, which, by the way, are getting greater and better and more fantastic in 2014 and 2016, you have to use extended events.
I see.
So now is the time. The tooling is there. The events are there. It's time for people to say, okay, I'm going to stop using Profiler and I'm going to learn extended events.
Okay, so it looks like what you're saying is that the Profiler is still there, but with some of the new features coming out, that they're not going to be able to be profiled.
Exactly.
So there's no point anymore.
You can use Profiler in 2012 or 2014, but you're limited to exactly the same things you could track in 2005.
I see.
That's a long time to be back in the dark ages. And the other thing that's exciting, Seth, in Azure SQL database, there was no tracing or Profiler.
I see.
But as of last month, extended events in Azure SQL database is in preview now. That's an exciting thing that they're going to be able to, so that the same tool will be used in both the cloud and on-premises.
So question. So I know how to start the Profiler. I know how to run the Profiler. Is extended events similar?
It's really similar. In Management Studio to open Profiler, you'd go up to the menu at the top and say Open Profiler. Here it's on a per-server basis, so you connect to your server in Management Studio, and on the left you expand your server name, and you expand Management, and you see extended events. You can expand that to view existing sessions. You can right-click to start a new session, drop sessions, etc.
I see.
It's all right there.
So a question, as a developer, say you want to sort of trace these events and get them and maybe log them somehow. Is there a way to do that?
Absolutely. Much like Profiler allowed you to save to a file, extended events allows you not only to save to an event file, but you can also save to an in-memory target. So for just some quick, you know, very short data collection that you don't need to retain, you can do that. For long term, you can absolutely store it to a file.
I see. And so then that file, is there a way to, like, say I want to, like, put my application into trace mode, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to, in my code, say, hey, I want to do extended events and then dump this file out later on? Is there a way to access that in code? Do you know?
I don't know. But the good thing is it's just an XML stream that's going on. So as long as you can parse XML, you can do it.
That's awesome. So the goal is move away from Profiler.
And
use extended events.
Learn extended events. Yes.
Where?
So
go ahead.
The other beautiful thing that I definitely have to mention is why it's faster.
Oh,
which
yes,
is the
please.
Other thing
yes.
people want to know. With Profiler, SQL Server would collect the events, and then everything would fire off, and then it would filter after everything was done. So it would collect all of the queries that were run, and then it would say, okay, well, you were only looking for the ones in the AdventureWorks database, or you were only looking for the ones that generated errors. So you had this huge pile of events narrowed down. We call that post-processing.
Yeah.
Extended events with its filters does pre-processing. So as all of the events that happen in the system run through, extended events engine says, does this match my criteria? Nope, tosses it out. Does this? Nope, tosses it out. And it, until it finds one that matches, it doesn't collect anything. So much.
Yeah, I mean, people don't realize, like, if it's running a trace on everything, I mean, this is a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And you don't even want, like, a little 10% of it.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So extended events is doing pre-processing of the data that's coming through.
Correct.
Well, this is cool. So where can people go to find out more?
Oh, gosh, there are a ton of resources online. Microsoft Virtual Academy, got to give a shout out to that.
Let's do it.
And Books Online is honestly a good place. A blogger that, actually a few people in the SQL community that are really knowledgeable about it. I have some blogs out there. Aaron Stellato, Jonathan Cajayas, people I would recommend you learn from.
Fantastic.
Reach out to me and ask.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with
thanks
us.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad I could come visit you on the Microsoft campus.
How are you liking the weather?
It's warmer than it is back home.
Yeah, well, it was well, not as good of cheese here, though.
No, not close.
Fantastic.
Not close.
Well, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me, Seth.
This is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. We're at MVP Summit 2015. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.